So now you know what you need. You know your abilities, your talents, your gifts. Do you know that God is good? He wants the best for all of us. He has given us a great number of His promises and His words so that we can know His will. Do you know He's good? How do you know? Did you know that God has given you specifically and personally precious and magnificent promises that will enable you to live victoriously in this world? You better believe it's true, because it is. God's word guarantees it, and you receive His promises the same way I receive mine. It's by the gift of salvation, by faith. It's not only through faith that God's children receive and enjoy what He has promised. As He hears, study, and apply God's word, we are building up our faith, preparing ourselves to believe God for those things He has promised us. You see, I am a redeemed child of God. Nothing matters more than recognizing and walking in God's will. Knowing you're walking in His will enable you to rise above the challenges life throws at you. God's will addresses even your smallest concern. Begin your search by surrendering your will, then focus your heart and mind on God and His enlightening word. Open your Bible. Begin your journey. You know what you need, a clear mind. You know your abilities. You know your talents. You know your capacity. It is important to first spend time in prayer. You don't know how to pray? It's called talking. Talking verbally out loud, or talking silently, and talking directly to the Creator, who remains unseen, and yet you believe. Ask the Lord to cleanse you from all known sins. Ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit so that you will be in fellowship with Him. Try to understand the context of the Bible, each passage you read. Try to understand it as it is said, and not your own understanding, not your own desires. You know, submit your thoughts to God. Submit and pray for His guidance. And you know what? In due time, you'll get the insight you need. You really will. Just talk. You can talk silently. You can talk in your head. Doesn't matter. Do you know what God does, or what God said about salvation? The principle of believing and receiving a promise of God is illustrated when you first trusted in Jesus as your Savior. God promises eternal life to whomever believes in Him, and you receive that promise by faith. True repentance begins with confession. So speak to Him. Talk to Him. Agree with God that you did some things that were wrong. Ask for forgiveness. And seek to make things right. Repent. Forgiveness is about more than escaping the penalty of sin. It's about restoring your fellowship with God. When you feel unforgiven, you question your feelings, but don't question God. Go back to His Word. It outranks self-criticism and doubt. We never have to earn God's forgiveness. No, because that's already given. Just ask. You know, the enemy will try to make you believe that you can never be forgiven. You know, you could never earn God's trust ever. No, that's the evil telling you wrong things. Rather, we receive God's offer of salvation by faith, and the Holy Spirit produces good works in us as a result. Every believer is clothed with the righteousness of God. It impels us to live in a righteous way in our everyday lives. God desires an intimate, personal relationship with you. Who are you to God? You are His child. As much as He desires to lavish you with His blessings, even more He wants you to enjoy that open fellowship with Him that brings true, lasting, eternal joy. Don't simply go to God and ask for miracles. It doesn't work like that. Go to Him, build relationship with Him. You can then walk in His miraculous provisions every day. The Word calls this abiding. Instead of commuting in and out, stay in contact with God. All that He has will be available to you. First thing you do in the morning, you probably grab your phone. It's time to change that. Soon as you open your eyes, I repeat, that's a gift, a God-given gift. Isn't that a more reason for you to start talking to God? God, thank you, for I was gifted with another day. Forgive me for my mistake yesterday and the mistakes that I will commit today. Build a relationship with the Father. It'll do you good. Be blessed. Stay blessed.